Well, it's, you know, the meeting, the summit is really a gathering of professionals, both public and private winter road management specialists, and bringing them together to focus on how we can reduce the use of road salt at Lake George. There are proven techniques. There is equipment that goes a long way toward putting the lake on a low salt diet. And that's exactly what we need to do at this juncture. The trends are moving in the wrong direction for Lake George. Latest research tells us that Lake George is 30 times more salty, if I can say it that way, than an undeveloped Adirondack Lake. That poses all kinds of problems for the ecological health of Lake George, for the regional economy that is so dependent on the health of the water and the resource. So it's vitally important that we take this issue and we fix the problem, and that we have the right people in the room to do just that.
So the fund for Lake George is part of this Save Lake George partnership, and you guys, along with a bunch of other agencies, have been taking a look and doing monitoring work at looking at the salt levels in the lake for years now. Can you tell me a little bit about the trend, about when that research started and then
Sure.
to now?
Yeah. I mean, the fund has been underwriting water quality monitoring at Lake George for over 30 years now, beginning in 1980. And we have seen some really disturbing trends, rising salt levels being one of the most obvious trends headed in the wrong direction. To date, at this juncture, Lake George is just too salty. And in the basin, every year, about 15,000 metric tons of road salt are applied. So you can imagine the cumulative impacts of all of that salt being applied to roadways in the lake over decades, literally. It's affecting the lake, it's affecting the watershed, the soils, and we've got to do something about it, and we're intent to fix the problem.
So one of the guests that will be there on Monday is Phil Sexton, and he's with the Snow and Ice Management Association. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about him and what he'll be speaking about.
Sure. SIMA, as it's known, is really the trade association for snow and ice management professionals, not just in this country, but globally. And they're really there to share the experience from other places, to bring to bear the expertise and the best practices that need to be utilized and that are available to public and private professionals that work to keep our roads safe, and to do this in a way that in no way diminishes road safety, but it just applies salt smarter. It uses equipment that works better on behalf of keeping roadways free from snow and ice, but without so much salt being applied as part of that process.
So when we do talk about salt application and the Lake George Basin, we're not just talking about putting or reducing the amount of salt that's on Route 9. Right, not just on 9N along the lake there. These
right.
are roads that are in a much greater area than just immediately next to Lake George.
That's right. We're talking about the roadways throughout the watershed, and there are hundreds of miles of road. And what we can do collectively to reduce the use. And it's not just about Route 9, it's not just about the village or town of Lake George. It's about all of the municipalities, as well as the counties and the state, coming together to commit to reducing the use of salt on our roadways and applying those techniques that make this possible. And one of the things we did to literally help bring these interests and together and put them on the same page, we crafted a memorandum of understanding that has now been signed by 8 of the 9 municipalities around Lake George. It will be signed as well by the 3 counties, and it is a specific commitment to work together to reduce the use of salt in the course of winter road management and maintenance. It's a really important step in the process of getting these different interests working together, because it is going to take a concerted effort, and not just from the public applicators, but the private sector as well has a really important role to play. And they too will be represented at the summit.